Hi everyone, it's your good friend Steven here. Just a bit of a heads up that the following episode is a bit of a train wreck. Don't really know what happened. It was fun to record, but it's not the most organized pod we've ever done, and it does get a little bit messed up in parts. So let's just remember that this is a comedy podcast, okay? And if you have any complaints, please direct them towards Fez on goodfriendsandfez@gmail.com. Fez will take all your complaints and pretty much is to blame for everything wrong with this podcast. Anyway, enjoy, and if you'd like to listen to something that isn't quite as much of a shambles as what you're about to listen to, check us out on facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez, or go over to our Podomatic page where our episodes are all listed. Enjoy, guys.
Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Who's the shittest bloke on this pod? His name is Fez. Good friends and Fez.
Welcome everyone to episode 35 of Good Friends and Fez. This week we say goodbye again to Tyson. Goodbye, my love. And instead we have the backup and much worse Fish with us.
Psst.
I'm Steven.
I'm Lexus.
I'm Lee.
I'm Fez.
I'm Fish.
Let's get into some
general chit-chat.
Did anyone have
No one's got any general chit-chat whatsoever at all.
How was everyone's week? Productive?
I'd say
he works conversation starter to a podcast.
Yeah, I reckon I was working at 90% efficiency.
90%. I was talking about 70% because of the World Cup.
Used to say it. Has everyone been following the World Cup?
I think I'm the only person here that's really been following it.
Yeah. Okay, pieces. I'll follow it when I have the day off work the next day. I'm not going
to
get up.
Yeah, no, I'll wake up to it.
I mean, I've bitten a few people, but like that's as close as I can.
I like the idea behind it, but I just haven't been able to get up to watch it.
Did you guys hear, like, today they were like, oh, all we want is to be treated equal. It feels like we're being discriminated against. I'm like,
who?
Who are you talking about? Put some context on that.
Suarez, his team. They were whinging about his
Uruguay.
Team. Yeah, Uruguay. That's
can you know fucking one thing about it, please?
I have very little interest in
it. All I know is that the Wiggles have done a song on their show about Suarez by Chiellini. Yeah.
The Wiggles?
Yeah. They paid him out.
Good for them.
Yeah. That's weird.
That is very weird.
Really understand
no.
It, I like that they went there.
Wake up, Jeff. Everybody's biting.
Wake up, Jeff. Suarez got you.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, we just want to be treated like everyone else. I'm like, no other cunt has bitten people twice in sporting.
This is the third time.
I've played a lot of sport in my time, and I know all of you guys have as well on and off. And have you ever been like, right, I'm going to fucking bite this cunt for your team?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
We've got what? Footy, taekwondo, wrestling, whatever the hell Steven did.
Soccer.
I played soccer.
Soccer. I was just a mixture.
You are a mixture.
Just the martial arts.
Just the abortionist. An abortion of sports.
And Kermsy plays footy.
Oh, that's cool. I've never bitten anyone.
That's the thing. Everyone here seems to play some kind of a contact. Sports there.
A what sport? A contact.
No, a contact.
No swearing.
I've played that. Yeah. I've seen cut twice in the lead up to this story.
Yeah, but offense is worse than everyone.
No, so generally, if you want to get back at someone, you try and like, so in footy, you'd want to just deck him to the ground, and taekwondo, you just want to get him right
That's
in the
what
face.
I mean.
And,
yeah.
Like, never have I been. Yeah, right. Biting is the next
thing. I suppose with soccer, you can't really get them. How do you get them tripping next to them?
No, we had one soccer game when I was in high school, and some dude said a racial slur to an African player on our team.
Oh, yeah.
So he picked up the corner post and chased him around. Which didn't really help the racial slur. It looked like he was carrying a spear.
God must be crazy.
That's what the joke was about?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, spear me?
So there is that option, if required.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that would fly in the World Cup, but
there should be a biff in the World Cup. Should.
That's what I've said, because I was like, dude, I don't care what kind of world stage you're on. If someone bit me, they better be ready to go down swing.
He went down himself, man. He was complaining about his sore teeth.
Yeah,
oh, God.
No, he claimed the defender elbowed him.
Yeah.
Which is the contact.
There's a pretty big bite mark.
Pick him up off the ground and just feed him until I couldn't physically move anymore.
Nobody else knows that you mean punch.
That's all right. You cleared that up. Isn't that the only reason you're here?
The thing is that the time...
Just feed him. Just like, here is your just dinner.
It's a bowl of oats. Here you are, mate. Eat up. You've had a hard knock.
Flesh. Here you go, Louis, you animal.
What were you going to say first?
No, so the second time he bit someone, he literally just grabbed the arm and...
Yeah, that was a way more...
Yeah, that was a much obvious...
That was the guy from Chelsea doing.
Yeah, Chelsea defender.
Yeah, look what happened to, like, Tyson and stuff. He got fucked up, and that was in a contact sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he bit the whole ear off as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very different.
Death penalty, I reckon.
Death penalty. We got well, 4 months. He got 4 months.
So they said I had someone...
Till his
say,
death penalty.
Someone else mentioned to me, they're like, oh... You know, what happens when a dog bites someone? They get put down. I was like,
that's
yeah, right.
Yeah.
You reckon we should just give him the fucking.
I think
needle?
We should. One way trip to the vet.
Sleep
with Suarez.
Come on, Suarez.
Just let him play with the muzzle.
Yeah. That's an awesome idea. The green Hannibal muzzle.
Yeah, the Hannibal muzzle. Hello, Clarice.
Just as he's taking a corner. Hello, Chris.
Yes. Running down. Clarice in. Well in, son.
But what do you guys think of 4 month ban? Do you think that's long enough? Not enough?
What?
That's right.
Who cares?
He should bite him. He's banned from even going into a stadium.
Yeah, but he.
It's just ridiculous that FIFA can do that.
He did it three times.
Yeah, it's his third time.
Did this happen on the third time?
Yeah.
It's not an isolated.
What about the first two?
Maybe he didn't mean
it. He got banned for those.
Yeah, he got banned. Well, the second time for Liverpool, he got banned for pretty much nearly a quarter of a season.
Oh, so the first two weren't in the World Cup.
No, he was Premier League. Yeah, in the Premier League. So, did you say something?
No, nothing.
I was talking about raping.
Rapping, I said.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This is a great start. But actually, it's ridiculous how much FIFA does have power. Do you know in Brazil, they couldn't sell alcohol in any type of sporting venue because it's caused fatalities? FIFA comes in.
Yeah.
They just made the announcement, beer will be sold at these
good.
Because Budweiser is a sponsor.
That's why I go
they changed. They changed the laws of a country,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Yeah, good on. I would have murdered someone if I spent thousands of dollars to go see the World Cup and they wouldn't serve me a beer.
Yeah. Just no, get tanned beforehand.
No, it's not the same. All right, how when you're tanked, how are you going to keep a buzz for 2 hours with not one drop of alcohol?
And how it's many times your day? You're going to have to go to the toilet all the time?
Yeah,
you're going to sober up. That's going to be annoying.
Yeah,
dog shit.
Just do a few. I guess FIFA's the best organization in the water.
It is.
Saving the world.
They're a very fair corporation who vote fairly.
They're not for profit.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they just have like, you know, $1 billion. That's just their backup.
Yeah,
reserve.
That's their reserve.
Yeah, just in cash. And like their CEOs are being paid $100 million a year, but they're non for profit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, we won't do that. How about now? That's why I'm voting for them in the next federal election.
Like yeah, right.
Liberal.
FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA.
Fair enough. I'm taking that fucking box.
They did also make the comment that the only way to increase the popularity of female sports is for the women to wear shorter shorts.
I think that's fair, though.
That's sexist. So they're just trying to turn it into foxy boxing. Just make females better at sports.
Make them.
Yeah.
Work harder.
Just inject them with steroids.
The other thing is to like introduce. I don't know. Are women allowed to play at like a World Cup level?
There's a World
Cup.
Yeah,
there's a World Cup game. Yeah.
No, but if they were allowed to play with the men, I reckon they'd be
they definitely like NASCAR. Can. Well, it's a completely different type of sport, bro.
No, it's not.
Well, is there a rule that says women can't play at the World Cup?
There 100% is. It's really? Men's soccer. Yes. Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's probably a rule that fucking dogs can't as well. So Air Bud
which
is not
is
happening.
Bullshit.
Well, then how did Suarez get it if dogs aren't allowed to play?
Yeah, so do they have to list Suarez every single species?
No, the easier way to say it is just human males.
I would like to see the rule where
it's just
like,
men,
yeah, just humans. Just males.
I'm pretty sure it's probably over 18 male humans.
Yeah.
Locusts and Komodo dragons, not allowed.
That would be a shit.
I don't know. That may not even be a rule. Maybe they are allowed. There's just none that have actually...
All right, this is going way too long.
Okay.
Let's kick it on, shall we? Let's kick it on to our first segment with... Oh, sexy date me. Oh, I gotta date me. I gotta date me now.
And that was Gangnam Style for everyone who didn't understand.
Oh shit, was it?
That was Shizen Style.
Shizen Style. Is that the best you've come with?
That's literally all I can add. That was even worse.
I want Tyson back.
Me too.
All right. So the way this segment's going to work is everyone comes up with an environment or some type of event that would be perfect for people to meet in the modern age. So everyone's already getting on Tinder, loving that shit. But I mean, you got to chat to them over the phone. Then you got to go and try and meet up to them. I just want a one-stop shop. You go in there, you meet somebody that suits your needs. So let's hear it. Let's just hear a round circle, shall we? Let's kick it off with Querbsy, because Fez looks like a fucking fish right now.
Fez looks terrified at the thought of speaking on a podcast.
I've never seen a blank face. That bad.
He is the best poker player in the Southern Hemisphere, because no one can tell what he's thinking.
Including him.
Monkey with the symbols just...
All right, Querbsy.
All right, what I reckon is you don't need your Tinders or anything of that at all. All you need is a Ferris wheel.
I like it so far.
So you're not allowed to bring your phone. You're not allowed to bring any scrap of technology. You just walk on there. It's a guy, a girl, or, you know, if it's two guys, two girls, whatever way you go.
Do you get to choose, though, or are you just like, oh?
No, it's random. So you've got four spins in a Ferris wheel a random selection of people. Because if you don't talk, that's just fucking awkward.
No,
and if
but you, can do you get sorry, do you get wait, to choose like your sexual preference? Is
yes.
there a difference?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a vending machine with all the buttons.
Okay, so I was like, what are the four options?
So you just say there's two boxes. All the guys throw their name in one, all the girls in the other. And you're like, all right, mate, pick whichever box you want.
So it's like swinging, except you'd be like carriage one. So you put your hand in the little bucket pour. Oh, I'm carriage one. Who else is carriage one? Oh, right. Cynthia is. You sit in the carriage, you get four spins, which takes about 10 minutes at the speed, ones.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's the ultimate, because, you know, there's no distractions, you can't walk away. And if you don't talk when you're trapped in a fucking steel cage with
someone
for 10 minutes, you're an idiot and you're never going to go well in the dating world anyway.
Beautiful scenery.
It's high pressure. And it's not speed dating either, it's really slow, good scenery.
It's kind of speed. It's like 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes, bro.
No, but it's slowly rotating 10 minutes. It's not.
I would just be that dickhead that rocks the shit out of the cage, just like.
Well, hey, maybe. Look at my line, though.
Speed dating with the potential of massive suicide.
How do you get out of the cage?
They lock you in
against the bars.
They lock you in.
It just becomes. It just becomes a cage fight.
Fighters to the cage.
Actually, that would be a horrible place for sexual predators to go. They'd lock them away.
Yeah, that's true. You've got a good 10 minutes for them to do whatever they want. Like the police just stand there watching.
Yeah.
Okay, slowly.
Nope, they've got three more spins.
Yeah. You wait till you get back down here, Governor. I'll take care of you.
How do you know if you like him? You haven't tried it yet.
Jimmy, who's been locked away for 30 years, who's on parole, leaves the joint, goes straight to the Adelaide Showgrounds for a quick trip on the show.
Yeah, just wants to get into trouble. It's one more time. I already did say that would work.
That's not bad. Does that have a name? The wheel have a name?
It's called
the
Marriage Carriage.
Oh, that seems really forward, but
mega forward. And this is a fucking Amish. Fair.
I like that. I actually like that idea. It's like if you're fucking carriage. Like 45 or some shit, you're like, fuck, I need to find someone.
Yeah. Have a spin on the marriage carriage.
Yeah. If you're Fez in 20 years' time,
don't bring your baggage on the marriage carriage.
Good. Would you go on that, Fez?
No.
Is it A?
Oh, that's your problem. That's your problem.
You're guaranteed pussy on the marriage carriage.
Well, is that a guarantee?
Is that one of the bylaws? Guaranteed.
Yeah, it's on small print on the back of the ticket. You can't write it if you're pregnant. You can't write it if you've got a heart condition. You can't write it if you're not out for punani.
Pinani?
Fez, you have something?
Yeah.
I've got something.
Okay.
All right. Saturday night, out in the, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, set up a huge ass, like, circus tent.
Okay.
Everyone stripped down naked, but they all wear gimp masks.
Oh my god!
This is hot. No, they didn't finish up. Because I want to know where to buy tickets for this.
Keep going.
Jesus.
Okay, everyone has like, you know how like in Tinder you got like the, I'm not sure how it works, but you got like, you know.
No,
you,
I don't.
You know, you got like, you know, if you like how the person looks like or if you don't.
Swipe right.
Well, pretty much you got like a green and a red. You go around.
Like a traffic light party.
Yeah, like a traffic light party, but you're naked and you have, people can't see the top unless. They'll be just like,
he looks all right, and
Can I stop you? What is green and what is red?
Green means...
Yeah, I know what it means, but what is physically... If you're completely...
You're holding paddles. They can also double spanking them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
This is getting epic.
Yeah.
So pretty much, you know, let's just say a naked girl, naked guy, both the masks on. Like, they can see each other. But only like
is this just your fantasy? This is exactly what I was going
for. If one puts up like a green and the other puts up a green, then they...
But you're only judging them based on their genitalia.
Yeah. Pretty much. And pretty much...
It's like, your cock is satisfactory. Green.
I like the way you grunt. Get up inside and run down.
Once they've agreed, then they can get the masks off. And again, that's like...
I'm seeing another... rape issue with this
guy. Officer,
this happened to me. All right, can you identify him? He was naked and wearing a gimp mask.
Yeah, that's 100 people.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But also as well...
You're running that risk going there, though.
Yeah.
It's that it, you sign up. Oh, look, don't come. If you don't want to get raped, well, don't even bother buying a ticket.
If you're going to put on a gimp mask and walk around naked, you know some shit's going to go down.
If you get a cheeky one at the back...
you get the scorpion.
The scorpion, we haven't explained. Fans give it a fish. Explain the scorpion move.
The scorpion is a... it's a personal favourite of mine. Recently invented. You walk up and it's almost like a flexing of the bicep motion, but with the two, let's call them pussy fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Index or middle finger.
pussy fingers. That's what I call them.
Firmly erect and maybe even slightly curled towards your head. And you just basically start with a straight arm, leaning down and just sa.
But I love the main description of that. He just went sa.
So, with a straight arm and pussy fingers out, just an absolute quick straight flex.
Yeah,
jerking the pussy fingers in an upward direction, inserting in whichever hole he or her designs.
Okay, yeah, your choice.
And I mean the scorpion, not the scorpii. They just have to take it wherever.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, the adventure...
It's really right good. Yeah, it needed to.
Yeah. It really did. Well done, Ben. Keep going.
Well, as like, you know, because as you said, like, the problem would be, you know, people might be like, oh, this is a bit rapey. Well, the event's going to be cool.
this isn't a
number
bit
one concern of why.
Well, the event...
in jail is a little bit rapey.
I would love that fucking press conference. Yeah, so some people would be saying it's a bit rapey, but here we are.
No, the event is going to have a big billboard that, you know, calls it, like, the Gimp Rave.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what you're signing up for. Just the number one fault.
All right.
I'm going to say, it's quite easy to find faults in everything you say. But, like, this whole thing is meeting people. How can you decide if you like someone if you can't see their face, can't hear them talk?
Exactly. I didn't mean just the fault, Fez.
The most intimate thing is to have sex. So you already see the gelatine. Like,
okay.
You see the what?
Gelatine.
I've got another question. So the concept.
Last
is,
question, because we're going to have to move this on.
Everyone rolls up to the tent, right? Everyone goes in, you get a gimp mask at the door or whatever. There's boys and girls change rooms, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You go in. So everyone's dancing. Is there music? Is it like a rave?
Yeah.
So you're all naked. Are you just all supposed to just drop and have sex?
No.
In the tent?
You're supposed to like judge other people as well and be like, she looks all right.
Yeah, you go, all right. Body. So where do you go from there?
And then she puts a red up that's like...
No, she puts the green up.
She puts the green up. Best case scenario.
Pretty much
is so predisposed to think the girl's going to reject you. Then she puts the red up and I continue on the rest of my day.
And I rape her.
No more rape.
So, okay, best case scenario, green.
Oh, green.
You're both there in the middle of a rave naked. You're both fancy each other.
And you pretty much is like a... There's like a... exit like only for greens, and that's where they can pretty much go out behind the bushes.
Oh, there. So there's a conjugal visit room.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Jesus. Conjugal visit.
So it's just prostitution without the exchange of money.
Well, it's not at all prostitution.
No, I guess not.
Just moving on, Fish, give me yours.
I was gonna say, you know, just going to primary schools and picking up single mums, but everyone else seems to have taken it on a way darker twist. I
think. No, but it's like going to be part of an event or something. It's not something that you do regularly. I don't want to hear it.
Do that regularly?
Yeah. I just want to know, like, yeah, come up with like a new type of scenario that would help people meet.
Jesus, I don't know, man. I've been out of the game too long. I
don't think there's anything wrong with a good old-fashioned bit of conversation. I think the old Tinder shit's a bit too fucking wishy-washy.
Yeah, okay, so how would you set that up? What's the best way to go for a conversation?
I don't know. It's a pressure situation. How do we do this?
Fuck, man. You're worse than
skip,
best.
Skip me and come back.
Oh, God.
I mean, too busy judging everyone else's ideas.
Oh,
that is the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. All right, I'll go mine then. Mine was basically you get to a place, like a club, that has different rooms in it, and you have to fill out a survey when you rock up, and then all like-minded people are put into the same room. So then you know that those people have a similar personality for you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about like, oh, is that person going to be a douche? You know they're kind of like you. Go in there, and then you can just like hit them up. So mine's very much less rapey than yours.
It was an all-out sex fest.
Yeah. But I think that would work. I think if you had somebody that you know like the same type of shit that you did, and then you can purely judge them on looks.
That's cool.
That's the most reasonable.
Yeah. Takes a hard work out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
I really wanted to reduce the rape theme of this sentence. So
I don't know. I felt like I was going in a good direction.
It needs more rape, I think.
Alexis, please keep it on the lack of rape.
Back in like early high school, late primary school, everyone went to like a school camp down, I don't know, up in the hills.
You used to fucking love those things.
Yeah, everyone loved
it. Like Woodhouse and shit?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you'd be like Milo or something.
You
get invited back to the chaplain's office and you'd have a chat to him and he would touch on the knee.
Yeah.
He said, "Don't tell your parents." I didn't. And I still wake up in cold sweats. Because I've held a secret for 15 years now.
That's between you and our Lord, Lee.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Anyway, when you were down there, it was real good times. You used to like chase after girls and do activities and stuff together. So what I want to do is like an adult camp where basically you sign up to it. You're like, yeah, I want to go from the 20 to 30 year olds camp. And then you go somewhere, you get on a bus and you go down to a camp for 3 nights and do activities and stuff. Yeah, but I want to do like around the hills.
I think that's what
comes
with
private.
No,
that's for private school.
Let's just start with something though, because it's a lot cheaper to do that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. A good few days away.
It is a couple of days, and like you get to do like group activities. You form your clique, and at night time you can actually have alcohol there.
Sounds like the first generally good idea that anyone's ever come up with on this pod.
My survey thing was all right.
I'm feeling out of sense. As soon as you said survey, I was like, pass.
And the marriage carriage can be transported to all of these events at a low, low cost.
Nobody's going on that.
Do it for Gil! Great track. It'll rust up on you.
Don't get a
quirt. Old quirts, it needs this.
I do appreciate the lack of sexual assault, though.
I think I've figured out mine. It's basically just...
Have you? Fuck, man, you had 20 minutes.
Alright. It was slightly slower than everyone else's, but it's basically the city to bay. I don't know if any of you guys have done it, but
it's a run.
A quarter marathon fun run, and you roll up there in the morning, and it's full of banging chicks. Now, at the end of the race, the good people do well, the fat, crap people do poorly.
Mm.
You get a number with your time, you go into a certain, there's multiple tents, say 5.
Yeah.
And each number bracket gets you access to each tent. Mm. So you can date with genetically superior people and just create thoroughbred children, and the fatties can just make their muffins. So, you know, fatties don't generally date, you know.
Good looking. Unless they're rich.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
What if they're really attractive, but they have a lung disease?
Well, then they're not running the city to bay.
Because I'd rather go a really attractive lung disease chick than an ugly athletic chick.
Yeah, but then she might be really...
That's the type of deep personality.
She might be really dumb as well, because if you've got a lung disease and you decided that the city to bay is your best chance at love, rather than just a drunken shag and a skip, then you are deluded. And thus ends.
Yeah, so let's get this fucking segment over. Kick it on to the next song with my boy Lexu.
Which is Good Friends and Fez Top Tens. Alright, so...
Top Tens.
So I love a good top 10 list of anything. Like online, there's nothing better than a good top 10 list to
most shaggable celebrities or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
It's not my favorite.
Oh, Gary Seaman. Me too. So today I want to do a good friends and fairs guide to traveling top tens. So what we're going to do is start at number 10 and then we'll work down. I want you guys to give me your tips, what to do, not to do whilst traveling. And we're going to have 10 of them.
I'll give you nothing but the tip.
Ooh.
Don't do this segment.
All right, so we'll start off with Steven this time. Okay. You're number 10, so save your best for last.
All right, so this is my least good trip to travel, if I'm getting this right.
Tip, yeah.
Tip. Tip for traveling, according to the GFAF crew.
All right. Make sure that you... Well, this is very basic, but make sure you go with people that you like.
Yeah.
Because you've been, like, especially on short trips. You don't usually plan big trips, but sometimes you're going away for the weekend and you're like, I hate all of these people. Like, oh, why great. The fuck am I here? Trapped in this cabin with this fucking hellhole of people. And yeah, it will never make a good time. And if you're single, make sure you go with other people that are single. There's nothing worse than being that fucking douchebag that's single.
The seventh wheel?
Yeah.
With exactly.
three couples? Yeah.
You just want to have early nights and romantic dinners?
We can't even take you to it.
The very few single birds at the top of the Eiffel Tower, you cunts! Yeah, so don't do that.
All right.
It's number 10.
Number 10, fishy.
Mine would be, don't drink the water. Bring your own water, or you'll end up crawled up in a bowl for 2 days.
Where you go. Yeah, even in the US.
Yeah.
Especially in the US.
You go to Mount Franklin. It's like, oh fuck.
You know how much cheese and fat are in water in the US?
About 0%.
Yeah, about 0% last time I checked, actually.
When was the last time you checked?
When I was in the US, about 4 months back.
Did you check it or did you just take it for granted and drink it anyway? Because you looked a little doughy when you came back.
That was it. All right.
There you go.
That's my number 9 tip. Now you heard my feelings.
All right, it's number 8.
It's great now, though. Really lean.
No matter what, every night you must have drink. Like a drink. Like drink.
No matter what?
No matter what.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so like funeral.
Yeah.
I don't have to drink heavy, but you know.
Just have one sip. Just have one sip.
Just give it tips.
Just...
Yeah.
I vouch for this, actually. I couldn't sleep when I was backpacking after 3 months of drinking. I actually got alcoholism in the sense that I couldn't sleep unless I had an alcoholic beverage.
That's not a good tip, though.
Yeah, but hey, I got to sleep.
I don't know. Yeah. But
if you hadn't started on the fucking path of alcoholism, you might have been able to...
But since I had, I thought I'd ride it as comfortably as I could, which was a long neck before going to bed. So crucifying.
With stop giving that look, please. No, let's write this in. Who thinks that that's a good tip?
Yeah.
Shove hands.
Putting his hand up.
When I was in Europe for 2 months, I had a drink every single day, so...
Are you still here? Yeah. That's 4-1. Great tip.
Exactly.
Good.
What was that, number 8?
Number 8. Okay. Number 7.
Number 7 for number me eight. Is...
Number 8?
Oh. Yeah. Number 7? Number 8? It's number 7! Not number 8! You ruined the top 10! Number 7.
8
is. Number 7, pack lightly. Don't take minimal clothes.
This is very sensible.
Minimal clothes.
That's very sensible.
I reckon
if you go to the rape tent.
All you need is a gimp mask.
If you're and you going, can wear that and carry on, save money.
Done. Exactly. If you're going to a Southeast Asian country, I reckon you could take one pair of underwear in a sandwich bag, and that's right. All you need. Because the amount of cheap, stupid, shitty clothing you buy along the way, the amount of free pub crawl t-shirts you get, you end up with a plethora of clothes that you don't need.
Yeah, but pack it's light. Also small, because it's like pack Asian light. Country.
Alright.
Pack light. Guaranteed.
Lee, what was Jeez. Yours again?
Oh, fuck, I forgot it. Pack light. Pack light.
Excellent.
Yeah, good. Six number
Lexus?
6
pack light
is
who can pack this guy
pack light pack as much as you can,
no worries Cobber.
Yeah, for mine, if you're going to take pictures of something, don't use an iPad. Tip number 6.
Yeah, who drags an iPad around?
Oh, a lot of people. I've seen people going around with an iPad taking pictures.
The people with
like
iPads taking in front of should
done.
Just get them just palmed into their foreheads. Sage smack. Sleep. Mine is like, don't take shit from people just because you're a tourist. So many times in the States, I just felt like I was getting played because they're just, and you're just like, oh, that's that American charm. No, fuck that shit. I got into like a massive argument with the tram driver in the middle of San Francisco in like the cable car. We made the cable car stop and just got off because we caught one stop in the other cable car, $6. We got onto the next cable car. They wanted us to pay another $6. I'm not paying $12. So,
yeah, right. So a sense of emission. Well, I would say have 2 mils. Nah, that's shit.
That is shit.
Have 2 mils.
On average, these tips have been average. So,
yeah, right.
Not glad to have you on the podcast. Yeah. maybe don't bring fish.
Don't try and smuggle contraband back. Because you end up getting red flagged for that shit.
That's what? Just okay. That's sane. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
So I'm number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say don't have any access to social media, so Facebook, your Twitters, or anything.
Why?
Just because, like, you're out there to have a holiday. You shouldn't be on that.
Okay.
Convince me. Yeah. Nice one.
Oh, I mean, you people are always just like checked in.
Alexis, you're going to have to save this when it comes to number 1.
Yeah, you got number 1, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was clutching at straws.
It is a hard one, but.
It's tough. All right, number 2. Number 2 thing to do, go back to as many strangers' houses as possible.
Oh, right.
It sounds very unsafe, but when you're overseas and someone invites you back to their house, they want to show you a wicked fun time. And they do. And you drink all of their booze.
What kill you and rape you? What, yeah. What
well, I'm willing to take a risk, because when I went to people's houses back, and I didn't know them from Bar of Salt.
Where were you? What?
America.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, how red were the necks?
Not very red. Oh, but really what it meant was you continued to drink all their booze, and because you don't know them, you're just like... Cool. Anyway, well, I gotta go because I don't fucking live in this country. Bye. Peace. And you end up having free booze and awesome times. Okay. And people are very proud of their country as well, so they want to show you a wicked time.
Yeah, that's true.
Follow the strangers.
That when like people come over.
Stranger danger. Stranger, awesome.
Unless it's got like an overcoat.
Unless it's got an overcoat. Right.
In which case,
and no pants.
Run.
Yeah. Pants.
And in which case,
it
get a love carriage. A marriage carriage.
A marriage carriage.
All right, and...
Saving the segment.
Save the segment.
The best one of this segment thus far.
Which lessons. Is not difficult to beat at this stage.
Having said Jesus. That, what is it?
The most epic travel tip you ever hear in your life
is... Go off the beating track.
Go off the beating track or the beaten track? Is it a ranking track?
Beat off the track?
Just spunk on God. The track?
I mean, I'm doing that like a kind of trail.
Go off the beaten track.
Where to?
Where to? Like, the best times when you're traveling is when you just get completely lost and you stumble upon something and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not the same sort of bullshit going to the Eiffel Tower and be like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, the touristy really stuff can be lame.
It's pretty lame. You can't do it to say, like, I went there, but all your stories are from...
Yeah.
But, like, the little
random shit that happens with... people like you've never met before.
Strangers.
And it's just, yeah, strangers.
There you go. Links in number 2.
Fancy boy.
That's a good segment.
Well, recently I've had a job interview. And so I thought for my segment, I'll be doing interviews with you guys. So my segment is...
You just explained your segment.
What the fuck is interviews with no desire?
Oh, good intro, bro.
Are you asking us, or is that what it is?
No, that's the name of the segment.
Episode 35, The Shamble Podcast.
All right, so pretty much this situation we're in, I'm going to interview guys as ping pong buddies.
All of us?
Well, that's pretty much accurate anyway.
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
I thought they were going to be different types of weird scenarios. Like, different types of weird interviews.
Oh, so I wanted to be every single one. I thought it was maybe better to do it as a collective.
Are you doing a
collective? It's your segment.
Are you doing a group interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're
thinking, that's fine.
You're thinking of a good segment? Yeah. Just pheasants?
Thinking of structure?
Beginning, middle, end. Yeah. All that shit here, man.
You can't really talk about it. You've been shit so far.
Oh, I'm in garbage.
All right, so first question in this interview is...
So is this going out to everyone, just so everyone. I understand this. So I can explain to the listeners, you're interviewing us to be your potential ping pong, aka table tennis partner.
Got it. Yep.
And we all answer this, do we?
Yep.
What? Go on, please.
Please end it. Just go. Go.
So what made you guys interested in table tennis?
Well, who are you directing
to? Everyone's here, Rossi.
So what, we're supposed to jump in and...
Yeah. Yeah, right, so I'll go around the circle.
We already have heart. Enough issues with talking over each other.
Yeah. So
just all yell at once.
All right, so Fez pointed to me, and now I'm going to answer his question, which was...
Oh, well... Fuck, I've forgotten. What made you interested in table tennis?
I don't want to work for this company anymore, because I have no idea what they're doing. No, what has made me interested... Well, I've always had a passion in table tennis, and... I feel that I could bring a really solid backhand to this table tennis table. I was looking on your website and I realised that you've been specialising in backhands for the past 3 years. And I really feel that with my qualifications and skills, I could bring a backhand that would be like really profitable for
what
you.
What's happening? I don't know.
This is a...
Okay, no.
Okay, well done.
Lexus, he enjoys backhands, what do you enjoy? Forehands, perhaps?
I've got a really weak foreskin for my hand.
Oh, fucking
hell. It's the same question, I think, to you. I think
same question.
Ask another question. So why do you want to be my table tennis partner?
I see something great in you, Fez. I mean, you're like a sleeping dragon at the moment. Currently, you're essentially useless, and you're not unlike a dead corpse rotting in the street. But I see real potential in you, and I think I could encourage you to come out of your shell, to really get into some just like fierce table tennis. You and I could go far, and I think I'll be the guy that could take you to the top.
Shit, a pretty good answer. Yeah. Situational question, Stephen.
Okay.
Ooh.
We're down 4-3.
Yeah.
With like 10 seconds to go.
Yeah.
We're playing doubles.
Yeah.
You serve.
Is there a time limit? There's no time limit. And 4-3 is going all right thus far. I'm aware.
Well, because there's such a little amount of time.
Well, there's not.
Anyway.
Okay. This is the time limit special.
One of us has to serve. Would you take the initiative and,
No, I'd sub you off and get some Chinese bloke to serve for us.
Now that's racist.
Well, it's positive racism, though. They're good at the game.
I don't like it.
They're really good at it.
They're really good. Really good. Let's admit the Chinese people are pretty good at it.
Is it just Chinese?
I feel like is the phrase ping pong racist, though?
Oh, fuck off. No, it's not.
It's like,
there is nothing racist about
ping pong. No, but what's the origin?
I'm saying, is table racist to the Inuits? What?
Is it?
Oh,
no, my point was, what's the origin of that, though?
Ping pong.
Was it that just there were two really good players called Ping and Pong?
It's not Ying and Yang's cousins.
Sorry?
It's not Ying and Yang's cousins. It's not. I thought ping pong was just the game. I didn't know it was...
Well, that's what I want to know. I want to know what the origin is. That would be more interesting than this fucking segment, to be
honest. I think the difference between ping pong and table tennis is in table tennis. I think you bounce it over there.
You've got to hit it over the net on the full, whereas ping pong, you bounce
that's
it
on
the
side. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ping pong is like
table. By all means, right in and tell us how wrong we are. I'm sure we'd love to answer your questions.
Continue the interview.
And fuck, I don't know.
Oh, God. Great segment as always.
I don't think the other contestants want to be my partner. If I gave you a Dutch rudder, would you be my partner?
That's your fallback. Always a Dutch rudder. Every podcast, a Dutch rudder.
It's fucking brilliant.
Have you ever had a Dutch rudder?
Maybe. I don't want to say.
Fez, fuck this segment. When did you have a Dutch rudder?
I'm not saying anything.
But you've done a Dutch rudder.
Your partner, Fez? No, I'm not here. I'm not applying for the position of your partner. They said you were shit, so I'm here to replace you. You're crap.
All right, well, that's the end of my
segment. Speaking of crap, that segment's over.
That's like one of those crappy Gumtree ads for a job where they tell you nothing about the job. It's a Hotmail account.
Don't close, because I'm going to make you some free money in the next 10 seconds.
Wait, so what are we doing now? Are we watching Fish Eat Lemons?
That's it.
Yes. Fish Eat Lemons. Through an audio lemons.
Oh, yeah. And now the next segment... When God gives you lemons, McManny Fisher ate as many as he can.
So
for my segment, what's happening?
Go.
What have I got myself into?
You're eating lemons, aren't you?
Eating lemons.
So what, am I just going to eat lemons until I can't eat any anymore?
Yeah, we'll commentate you eating lemons.
Yeah, I thought we were
commentating. I like fans to do the commentary.
I'll be the worst.
You have to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm whilst eating lemons.
That'd be good.
I'm not even sure I could sing without lemons.
Do it.
Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
That is a piss poor effort.
It's like really sour orange juice.
Oh, really?
Oh, those lemons sour.
Oh, he's going terrible. He's cheating.
Oh,
AI. Cut that rind off and just put the whole thing in your mouth. And on that,
eat the whole thing.
How's it going over there?
Yes.
Eat the whole thing. Orange, like in footy.
Yes. Thing.
No, just do that.
Eat the whole thing.
Stick that in your mouth.
It's full of seeds and I'm gonna lead on.
Yeah.
Crunch it.
Jesus.
How good is that?
Oh, yeah.
I can almost taste it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Watching it.
Has surprisingly more seeds in this than
I thought.
What have we become?
A new podcast and we're silently watching someone eat lemons. This is terrible.
If you're listening to this right now, there's a person currently eating a lemon.
He's going well.
One!
He's through one.
Check out the video.
And there's no other lemons being cut.
Is this your third lemon?
This is two.
Second.
Oh, two.
Just put that in your mouth.
Quickly. Actually, yeah, better like this. Just power through. Power.
Power lemoning.
10. Oh. 9. 8. Oh. 7. What are you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm just counting down. I think I just had an aneurysm.
Can I black that? Oh, lemon!
Yeah, you're doing alright, Tom. You're doing alright.
Keep going.
You got it. Just finish that one. Finish that one, I'll be impressed.
Yes.
Cut it off. Cut the next one.
I've got a reflux issue. This isn't going to mess with my body's acidity, is it?
No, not at all. Lemons are very basic.
Not good with a knife, bro.
Hell alkalinic?
Yeah.
My lips are on fire. It was like a Thai dish going wrong.
Friday night, you've wrapped your lips around something.
Now, you want to dice the lemon, yeah? You want to dice it up. You want to get it right in, yeah?
Because that's all the flavors. Natural flavors bursting out the skin.
And then you want to drag it all over the meal.
Squeeze it into your eye.
Yeah.
Squeeze it into your eye. Squeeze it into your eye.
All right.
Just finish that last bit.
Now, when you've got the juice of two whole lemons... You want to slowly chew the rind.
To be honest, a very poor effort. There's a lot of lemon left.
My teeth feel like they're falling out of my head.
Alright, well done, Fishy.
New low for the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Alright, so that was that segment.
Wow.
I thought charades was bad when we did that.
One of my better segments, actually.
Charades.
From now on, if you don't come with a segment, you eat lemons.
All right. I didn't think that was as bad.
Ass.
Eating lava.
Okay.
Yep.
Probably
wouldn't have been.
Yeah, because you died.
No, good call.
All right. I think we just need to calm down a little bit now.
No, fuck it. Let's calm up.
No, we need to calm down. Things have got too stupid.
I'm going to need the rest of this beer now to make my teeth have feeling.
Well, you don't need beer to relax when you've got Meditation by Charmin Querben. That was me.
Who's Charmin?
Did you just forget your last name for a
Shaman? What?
Did you forget your last name?
I did. I'm there. I am.
Shaman.
Shaman.
I'm Shamwell Quirtin.
Shaman, as in heaps of shame?
Shut the fuck up! That's what I'm going to say.
Shamwell?
Shamwell. Shamiz. Shaniqua.
Shakira.
Shakira. Well, right now, I'm going to do
hips don't lie.
Meditations, if those are willing.
Yeah.
Alright, my segment is. I'm gonna explain it. You guys are fucking talking to each other. This is going for shit.
This is me. Episode 35, the train wreck.
That's what we're calling it. Train wreck.
And anyone that's following meeting lemons.
Oh,
that shit
out. tough to follow, I'll give you that.
Go.
Emily, alright. Meditation sessions right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to guide each and one of you through your own personal little journey of meditation, because we all need to relax after a hard week at work or a hard week of looking at pornography, as Fez does.
Yep.
Or eating lemons.
Yeah. Or eating lemons, as Fish does. And we're all different, so I'm going to send you through your own personal, because there's no point, you know, sending Stephen to a magic garden if he doesn't like gardening.
It's just like he wouldn't do the same interview with a whole group of people.
No, exactly. You individualize it so it's more interesting for the listeners of this podcast. But that's another segment.
And more importantly, to drag time out as well.
Exactly. Drag that shit out. So first, I want to start with you, Lexus, all right?
Lexus?
Yep. So here we go. I want everyone else to quiet. This is Lexus's time. Lexus, I want you to close your eyes. All right, now where is your special place?
In the jungle.
What jungle specifically?
The Vietnamese jungles.
Is it during the 70s, the conflict? Are you shooting people? Oh yeah, what's going on there? Is that where you want to be?
I've got my M16 in hand.
M16, that's it. How many rounds have you got in that M16?
I've got 120.
120, that's it. Now, with every shot of that M16 and every skull of a small child that's exploding, to be in that peaceful place, all right? Now, what are those magic words you say? You go...
Die, you Viet Cong bastard.
That's it. You're a Vietnam vet, and you're very comfortable that way. And just always remember that no one gave a shit about that war. Alright, there you go. Do you feel more at peace?
I do.
Yeah.
I finally come to peace with all the sins I committed so many years ago.
Yeah, that's it. It's released your inner demons. I can almost
laugh now as 14% of the population lost their life.
There you go. Cold, hard statistics. Stephen, you're up next, my boy.
Yep.
All right. This is meditation.
Okay.
Close your eyes. All right.
Close
your fucking eyes. It's meditation, and you're gonna relax.
I don't trust Fish.
You're gonna fucking relax.
Shannon Corbin's getting pretty mad over here.
Fucking relax.
Right. I'm squarely on groin. Well, I'm closing eyes.
Who's grabbing your groin, Fish?
There's a high chance.
Well, not yet.
All right.
Close your eyes.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
I feel scared.
You have to close your eyes.
I feel scared.
Close your eyes. Okay. There's no feeling scared in Charmin Lee's fucking whatever the hell the segment's called.
I'm terrified, bro.
Alright. You're at WrestleMania.
Oh. Now you're at WrestleMania.
You're at WrestleMania, the only person there. The ring's empty. And then who walks in?
Who walks in? It is The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Alright. And is he angry with you?
No.
Is he happy?
He's chuffed, mate.
He's chuffed. Why is he chuffed?
Well, he didn't even help digging a grave. He's like, you're just what I wanted.
Ah, so you're the shovel man.
I am. I like the shovel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you wearing?
Spandex.
Spandex. Is it tight?
Ooh,
real tight?
Is there loose spandex?
Is it fucking tight?
Jesus Christ.
I'm bulging. Try to help you relax.
I'm bulging. I'm bulging.
Bulging. Bulging. Yeah. Have you got a stiff willy or a soft willy?
It's like mid-chub.
Mid-chub. Mid-chub over the Undertaker. Undertaker. Whatever. Doesn't matter. You got a
chub.
Undertaker?
Doesn't matter what. He's just a bad driver.
All right. Now you pick up the Undertaker in one move. And what do you do? What's your signature move?
the Bronco Buster, which is effectively rubbing my groin against his face.
With a semi-chub.
Yeah.
Nice.
He enjoys it.
That's the special place you need to be. Putting your dick
and he does
in
like
men's
the,
faces.
For people that know wrestling, he does the trademark Undertaker tongue out.
So you're more of a grrr. And then open your eyes. So whenever you're stressed, I want you to envision putting your penis in the Undertaker's mouth.
No, it wasn't my penis.
Putting your penis in the Undertaker's mouth. That is when you're stressed.
It was so angry. Shaman.
I am very angry.
That's not what I was going for.
No, because I took you to a place and you told us subliminally that you want to put your penis in the Undertaker's mouth.
I think you're just trying to rape my mind.
Ah, well, I did. Now, it's your turn, Fish.
Here we go.
All right.
Strap yourselves in.
Okay. Close your eyes, Fish.
What are we doing? What are this?
You're behind
what are this?
Fish, you're behind the wheel of a car. What car is it?
It's my Red Falcon.
Red Falcon. Oh,
nice. I don't know.
Hot it up. No.
Yeah, here we go. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, as far as a 17-year-old can hot up a car.
Yeah. Now, there's a bakery in front of it. What do? Do you turn around or do you go straight
it!
For it?
Blown it!
Blown
it! I'm trying to leave the corner. Sa! Thumb! It.
What happens?
There's
what
blood,
happens
with your blood everywhere?
Blood everywhere. Is it blood or is it tomato sauce from the pie?
Can I have a Ned Kelly pie? Oh God, nobody's there.
That's right.
Nobody's there.
It's after hours. It's okay though because there's no one at the scene of the crime. What do you take? A pasty or a Kramsky?
Oh, it's got to be steak and mushroom pie and a chalky donut.
That wasn't one of my options, cunt.
My car, Lee, I'm driving.
You're driving, okay. Don't argue. Why is he fucking arguing with the shark? I said a Kransky!
What else Kransky? Did you say?
Or a pasty.
Cheese Kransky?
Yeah, cheese Kransky.
Cheese Kransky.
Okay. That's phallic as well. You like dick too. Open your eyes. Well done. There we go.
So, did Lexus like dick?
No.
Oh, he just like killing people.
Yeah, he just likes murdering people. Like a man! Alright, Fez.
You can be a man like dick.
What's that?
You can be a man like dick.
Yeah, that's true.
What if I was trying to kill myself?
What's that?
What if I was trying to kill myself?
With a Kransky?
No, with the accident.
Asphyxiating himself with a Kransky down
the Dick throwing a Kransky. That's the way I want to go.
Amen, brother.
She's just squeezing into you.
Alright.
Yes.
Alright.
Oh, it's so thick.
It's like it hasn't been washed in days.
This is just a disaster. Well, close your eyes, Fez.
All right.
You're gonna meditate with me, man.
This is how the podcast ends?
This is how it ends, all right? All right, Fez.
Yep.
I want you to take a deep breath in. Deep breath in.
With your mouth open.
Hey, close your eyes.
Close your eyes, Fez. Yep. Deep breath in. Hold it. Deep breath in. Hold it. Deep breath in.
Remember we're in a podcast.
Hold it. Hold it. Deep breath in. Hold it. I'm trying to kill the cat. And there you go. There you go. That meditation.
That was good.
That was.
No, but
don't.
It wasn't great, but it was top two of this podcast. Right? On this episode.
I don't know, man. I had a couple of lemons.
That was number one. Number one was the lemon eating.
My teeth feel so, you know, when there's just no slime on, they feel like they're just grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Fizzy teeth. Yeah.
That, but the worst I've ever had it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 35 of Good Friends and Fez. If you got this far, you are an absolute legend.
Yeah. What an episode.
We will send Fez to you, like, via package or something, like postage.
We're not going
to
punish you. Don't punish them by sending Fez to them.
Yeah, but they can use him for whatever they want.
This podcast has been punishment enough.
They can make him eat lemons all day.
Fez, take us out of this shit.
All right, so that was the end of episode 35, train wreck. Next fortnight will be a much better.
Will Fish be here?
Fish will not be here.
Fez makes the call. You know it's bad if Fez thinks you're bad on the podcast.
Shit, I'm supposed to be the bad one, not him. Shit. Well, yep. So, thanks. Yeah, if you got up to this far, thanks so much for listening. And we'll catch you next fortnight.
And check out the Facebook page for the lemon eating.
Yep.
Peace.
See ya.
See ya.